Most recent federal data show Wisconsin has around 3,000 federal workers who have been serving for less than 1 or 2 years in their current roles. Often called probationary employees, they've been the first to be fired as the Trump administration slashes the federal workforce. Danielle Kading spoke with workers who lost their jobs about what it means for them and the services that they provided.
In late February, James Stancil went to work at the Zablocki Veterans Administration Medical Center in Milwaukee, just like every other Monday. As a supply technician, he made sure medical equipment was stocked, cleaned, and sterilized for nurses and doctors. The 61-year-old veteran says he received an honorable discharge after serving 4 years in the Army, but he couldn't say the same for the way he was fired.
You know, this is just a slap in the face.
WPR spoke with him and around half a dozen federal workers who say they feel devastated or betrayed over the firings. They say they received almost identical termination notices.
The agency finds that your performance...
Finds your performance inadequate.
Due to poor performance.
Due to my performance, it was not in the public's best interest to keep me employed.
The federal workers that WPR spoke with reject such claims, and many like Stancil are fighting to get their jobs back. While a federal judge has ruled the firings were illegal, the Trump administration is now directing agencies to forge ahead with plans for large-scale layoffs by March 13th. At Zablocki, Stancil says those remaining in his department face double the work when the center was already short-staffed. As for him, he says he's low on funds.
I drive a 1990 Buick that I just spent $1,800 on to get out of the shop. So to lose that paycheck, I'll be running out of money here about 10 days.
A VA spokesperson didn't answer questions about the number of firings in Wisconsin, saying the decision to dismiss probationary staff at Zablocki won't affect veterans' care. In town hall meetings, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin demanded transparency over the layoffs. In response to one constituent's question about the cuts, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said he hopes that President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk can make the VA run more efficiently.
I've served my country and I've fought in war and this is what I get. So
that's Rob. He asked WPR to use only his first name because he's appealing his firing. The disabled combat vet was fired via email from his job with the Natural Resources Conservation Service under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He and his wife moved roughly 2,200 miles from Northwest California to Chippewa Falls for the job he held about 3 months before he was fired.
You know, my wife and I gave up everything. We owned a house that hasn't sold yet. You know, we're renting here till our house sells. We left our friends, our family, everything to come across the country for this. Then we just get basically kicked to the curb. I mean, they haven't even paid me my last paycheck yet.
5 months pregnant with her second child, Haley Matanowski was planning to take maternity leave in the coming months. Now she's hunting for a job after the Forest Service fired her from her role at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center in Ashland.
It's been really hard. So we have a three-year-old at home. We've, you know, when she's awake and we're interacting with her, we're trying really hard to just be business as usual. You know, she doesn't know that mommy lost her job.
Matanowski says she was one of four people fired at the center. She says the layoffs affect front desk staff who interacted with close to 80,000 visitors last year. Even if the agency reinstated their jobs, Matanowski says it would be scary to return due to ongoing uncertainty. Others are appealing to get their jobs back, including Rachel, a remote worker in Milwaukee. She's being fired by the National Institutes of Health. She asked WPR to use only her first name for fear of retribution. Rachel says she was developing a report to Congress on the agency's performance.
I think it's kind of ironic that this movement to downsize the government is supposedly all about efficiency, because I felt like my role was helping to make the NIH more efficient and more accountable.
As for Stancil, he says he would go back to his job at Zablocki in a heartbeat. If anything, he says it's Trump who should be relieved of his duties. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.